Yeah, I mean, I think you're always excited. You know, I mean, to have a chance to work with a new guy that you know is a talented guy, who's, you know, touted coming out, and bringing him into the fold and having a chance to work with him as a coach. I mean, that's what you do. I mean, that's why you coach. So I was excited and excited for the opportunity for him to get in here and to start working with him.
I mean, so, you know, as you see, and he's still up there. I guess you've had him rated a lot higher than
sure.
Went. So, I mean, you kind of hoping that. Do pull the trigger on a quarterback, because quarterback is not a, you know, it's a need, but it's not a front need.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was very clear, you know, what we thought of him going in, and you know, knowing the type of talent that he was, and his you know, his draft stock was certainly high, and especially where he was, so it didn't, you know, didn't surprise me. But those decisions are made above me, so I was happy to have him. But you know, it was one of those things. I was just kind of watching and waiting to see if we were going to get him. So.
Yeah, this will be a very different backup competition. You know, we really haven't had that before, where you have the veteran and the rookie, and maybe only one spot, right? I mean,
possibly,
yeah. You know, history says one spot. Mm-hmm. How do you see that going? You think it's going to be a whole summer competition kind of thing?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, the way we look at it, and I've answered this in our room, is all these guys, you know, all the time are looking to make plays. They're competitors at the highest level. So to me, when we go out, when they get themselves ready in the meeting room, or when they're going out and they're competing in practice, they're looking to make plays, and they're looking to put their best foot forward, because they're competitors at the highest level. I don't think they think of it in terms of, hey, this year is different than last year. I think they go out and they're doing their best to make plays and become better quarterbacks. And I think, you know, in the end, it's going to work itself out through that type of good competition.
Well, let's face it, David has been here where you know, there was competition, but he was the clear-cut number two. You know, now you bring in a rookie who's a pretty high draft pick, you know, he's not going to get cut unless something crazy happens. So it does affect him in a very strong way, doesn't it?
Yeah, you'd have to ask David that question. I can only speak to how he handles himself in the room and how he handles himself at practice. And, you know, what I see is David Carr, you know, coming to work, preparing himself, and going out and taking advantage of the opportunities he gets, you know, which is what he's done since I've been around him. So, you know, whether or not it affects him or he thinks about it, you'd have to ask him. But he prepares himself the same way as he has since I've been around him.
Does it invigorate the room a little bit when you bring in a rookie who you think has talent? And, you know, it changes the dynamic a little bit. Right now you got a guy who's a fresh face and hasn't been around here a while. He's trying to make his bones, that kind of thing. It must be fun for everybody.
Yeah, I mean, it's good. We got a guy to go get his sunflower seeds now and stuff like that. So that was good, you know. And for a while, I was the rookie in the room. So, you know, it's good to now I got a year under my belt and a new guy. So it's good. You know, we have a good dynamic in that room. We got guys who are serious about their craft and work hard. But at the same time, you know, still are good guys to be around. You know, so it's the room is a good place to be, and it's a very good work environment.